Same today, tomorrow, we continue along. Okay. The Sugyas of Stuck, a beautiful Gemaras we have today, tomorrow. We are holding a Daf Yud Amid Aleph, the two dots, just before the lines get very wide. Darash Rav Yehuda Rav Shalom. Kishem Shemizonosav Shal Adam Kitsuvin Lomi Rosh Hashanah. Kach Chesronosav Shal Adam Kitsuvin Lomi Rosh Hashanah. Just as we know that Rosh Hashanah, a person's parnasa is set out for them. Ki choku yithrohu, choku Hashem mizoni, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, a person's parnasa is set up, how much he'll have, how much he'll earn. So it is that what a person will have to lose, the money that he'll lose, is also designated on Rosh Hashanah. Zacha, if he merits it, then we can apply to him the Lashna Pasuk, Zacha Halo Paros Garoiv Lachmecha. That means, Rashi explains, Zacha L'mazel Tov. Then the fulfillment of those chesronos will be that he'll give it to the poor, which is itself a schos lasid lavo, as we know. Yitin osu chesron la'aniyim. Lo Zacha, then v'aniyim merudim tavibayis, which is the opposite, that it'll end up, as we saw earlier, it'll end up going for all kinds of other things. Kiha, now a story to illustrate this. Kiha de b'nei achsei drab Yochanan ben Zakkai, that means his nephews, chaza luhu b'chilma de bo l'michsa shva meir dinri. He saw in a dream that they're going to lose 700 dinar, that's a large sum of money. Rashi says that the dream took place, so the girsa in front of us is Mutzo Yom HaKippurim. The Bach changes it. The Bach says that the dream he had was on Mutzai Rosh Hashanah, because it's on Rosh Hashanah that they have the gzeira of what a person will earn, what a person will lose. So that's when the dream was, Mutzai Rosh Hashanah. So because he knew that they're destined to have this many chesronos, Shvam Meir Dinri, Asinu, that means he's ma'asa them, he was kofa them, to give tzedakah, and he ended up collecting shakal minay l'tzedakah, however amount he took, which was close to that amount, as we'll see. But Pushka Bayu Slachez Shivsa Dinri. At the end of that year, there was 17 dinarim short of the 700. So they had 683 that they had and 83 that they had given. Kimata Mal Yom Kippuri. Count now comes Erev Yom Kippur. So Shadur de Be Kesar Naktinu. Rashi says, the bo mechse shvad medin bo osa shana shakot staka. No, this is, yeah, shakot staka minay koa shana. He was constantly getting money. Haikofen bidvarim. Rashi emphasizes bidvarim. We'll see why. The government mehen staka. Pashka bayu. It remained with them. Rashi has here erev shana. Shivsa dinri. Shalo nasnu et staka mishvad medinri. So out of the 700, 17 was not yet given. And Rashi says here was erev shana. So the chesronos, right, did not amount to the full amount that the gzera was the previous Rosh Hashanah. Now it's coming Erev Yom Kippur. So the kesar came and they wanted to seize whatever it is, their assets. Naktinu, who knows what they would demand? So Yochman says, they're not going to demand too much. At the end, I can get you off the hook with the amount that you're short, based on what I know. They were afraid. Who knows how much they'll take? You're not going to be losing very much more. 17, and that will be all that will be needed. And Amri Lei Minoyadis. How do you know that that's all that we have to pay and will be free? And he tells him the whole story. I had this dream, and this is what I know, that this was what you had to lose. And apparently, that gzeira of 700 dinri would go, of course, to Yom Kippur. In other words, it comes out that the cheshbin of the mizonosav and the chesronosav, the way we see in this Gemara, is from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. Because it was Erev Yom Kippur, they were short 17. So now that he gives them, he gives the authority 17 more dinarim, that was the fulfillment of that gzera. So the gzera was nigzar Rosh Hashanah. But it was the Cheshbon is Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. In other words, what a person experiences between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is on the previous Rosh Hashanah's Gzeirah. That's what you see in this Gemara. You have to look at the sugyas carefully in Rosh Hashanah. That's what it would seem from this Gemara. Pashtus, that's all from the previous Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you have to see the Mashal wanted to Magir and Rashi, but the Pshat and the Bach is what I just said. Basically, that the Gzeirah was Rosh Hashanah, and the Cheshbon of what the Gzeirah is playing out from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. So, meanwhile, he explained to them why he knew that 17 would do the trick. So they asked him, Amrulei, Amai lo Amrit lan, Dinisvina, why are you just not asking us all year round for money? He just told us why we have to pay, and he would have paid it all up. We wouldn't have to deal with this Akmas Nefesh with the Kesar. We would have made sure to pay right away the amount that we knew the Gzera was, so we had to pay. Amaluhu, I mean, I thought, Ki hecha de tabdu mitzvah lishma. Rashi, Amayu Amit Lan Mitchila Shekach Lamta Vahay, Hayinos from Kulan. We wouldn't have to go through this extra, have the shortfall. And he said, I wanted your mitzvah to be Lishma. So, in what sense was it Lishma now? It says it was Kafin Asinu, he was Kofin. Well, Rashi points out, and the deal gives in Rashi, he Kofin Bidvarin. In other words, the Kfiya was not with a sense of high pressure. If it had been high pressure, it wouldn't have been Lishma either. He's doing it because of the pressure of the uncle. But rather, it was more like sweet talk, right? The Dvarim, encouraging them. Therefore, it's called Lishma. Truth is that even if it would have been real Kfiya, one could have said it's Kfiya, but it was a Rotsani. So there's also a Schar of a Mitzvah. But maybe it's not called exactly Lishma. The Lashon HaGemara is Lishma. Sounds like the Lishma. There was no kfiya of any kind, except the Dvarim. The Dvarim, that's not called kfiya, really. Yeah?
Can we read the Gemara also to say that he Davka left some money with them so that they'll be happy to only give 17 as opposed to 700, and that would be...
I mean, he didn't have to leave it. That's what it came out. It came out.
Maybe he Davka left.
He left it. There should be what? Then it wasn't Lishma. The last 17, you mean it was Lishma then, too?
Meaning... It's better that they should feel happy to give 17 and not 700.
I mean, they were happy. You mean they were happy because they saved you life. It was getting them the Hatzalah. I don't know. I mean, okay, I don't know. All right, that's this Gemara. Again, all based on this Maimer that we saw, you started with, that Mizonosav Shuladim and Chesronosav are Kitsuvim. And again, this is a little bit of an echo of the Gemara before that we saw that Mosin Staka Mutav in the bottom of Davtes. The Imla Boyin of the Kocham, the Notim Bizroa. So Lemaisa, most of the lion's share was really Tztaka, and the little bit was the other thing that you said, which allowed them, the 17, to be able to have the, was seized by the authorities. Okay, another Gemara. Rab Papa, Havisolik Bidarga. Rab Papa was ascending a step. Ishtanit Kare, his foot slipped, his leg slipped. Bola Mepal, he was almost about to fall, and he felt bad. As a bachet cholesh daite, even though in the end he regained his balance, but he saw that he was at the mercy of this near sakana. Amar, he said the following. He did a cheshbon nefesh. Hashta kein achayiv man desanilon, meaning a euphemism for himself. Rashi kadam shetol kiloso b'chaveru. Hashta kein. If this would have been, then the one who anyone who hates us, meaning himself, he's as if to say, "Kimachalish Abbasus over the Abbadis Kachavim would have had the fate that we find is meted out to those Bali Avera who are Chayiv Skila, like Machal Shabbos over the Abbadis Zara." Rashi explains that based on the Gemara in Ksuvis and Negunaris, the Skila of Amar Mar, the Gemara says over there, Mishan is Chayiv Skila. Today we don't have Mises based in, but we have sometimes Bedina Shemayim, they regalgal for a person to experience something which is parallel in some way to what happened through Mises Beis Din, and it's a similar type of a fate that would be falling the person had he been going through the due process of Mises Beis Din. So, for example, Mishin is Chayev Skila, Onofa Min Hagag, he would fall, just the way they would shove the person down from the height, so he would fall from a rooftop, Ochaya Dor Sasso, which is again a form of Skila, the Dami Leskila, the Tnan Beis Skila Hayagavosh Dekomus Bechuli, and so on. So Rav Papa sensed that he must have done something, sounds like of Avera, of the magnitude of Skila, because this is almost what occurred to him. It's interesting because it didn't happen, right? It almost happened. The puppet's still looking for a parallel to an Avera. So you see here that if a person is Nizdamein, a situation that doesn't actually come, but that's also because such a thing is a message that the person did an Avera that would have been worthy of that onus. There's a Gemara like that in Shabbos, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. It's a Rashi based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, talking about a person on Shabbos with Nechashim Vakrabim and Yanim of Seda, but the Gemara mentions a Braisa there. Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, Nizdamnu lo Nechashim Vakrabim. So, Hargan, if when he encounters these snakes and scorpions, he kills them successfully, what does that show? It must be that Hashem set it up in such a way that Hashem didn't want them to be mazik others. So the hashgacha was that he should meet up with them and they should be gotten rid of. That's if he killed them. Lo hargan. So it means that he was feared. He wasn't killed by them, but he didn't kill them either. So says the Gemara. So says the Braisa. That if lo hargan, then it shows that it was meant in some way that he would have been chayiv misa in some way. But minashamayim, they found a neis that was matzil him. Rashi explains. If it was hargan, nizdamnu lo harganu kach ba'u liyado shezimin lo hamakom la'abdan ufi shehena hayu asidos lahazik v'gilgul schos ha'yado v'zakai. So he's the megalim shon v'zakai. He's obviously in a harmad rega. He's the one that's going to get rid of the mazik. That's if he was able to step in and kill them. But lo hargan, yadua shenizdamnu lo la'argo so. V'heru lo ha'kadosh baruch hu shechata. So the sign is he must have done an aveira shenasa lo neis, el shenasa lo neis. And I think this is Mamash Agamar. The Papa saw in the fact that he almost suffered the fate of Skila, but somehow he was feared that there was something about what he did that was mechayev him this type of an onish. That's what we have by Gomel, right? The Indian of Gomel is showing that person's situation that they were feared, but the fact that they were in such a close encounter with such a situation means that somehow they were guilty of something. And then we say, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem found a schus for the person. So Rav Papa did a cheshbon ha-nefesh. And so says the Meiri in terms of the whole lesson from this Gemara, that Rav Papa was trying to figure out, what this happened, why this happened. The Meiri just speaks to this Gemara, the idea, Roy l'adam l'hizbonin tamid l'fashbish b'maisav koshken shemagia eza onesh liyado. Person, that all the time should be in the fashion of myself, but certainly when a situation occurs where a person is experiencing or close to experiencing an onesh, the fashbesh al eza avon ba osa onesh liyado. The lo she yachsha mishpati Hashem liyosim nigzar matzad bi'itvot yashar, or either that testam think that everything is arbitrary, o she yiksha arpo al onesh, at she yachsha shehu mikre, avol yachsha she koma she igiyo hu min adin ufya onesh she fashbesh al ver she biyado. And it must be Lefi HaAveira, and then he brings our Gemara, he brings the Maisa with Rav Papa, and the Gemara in Ksuvah says, Rashi quotes, Din Arba Mitzvos Lo Batlu. Then he adds, again, without quoting the Gemara that we just quoted, V'afilu Nitzal Min HaOnesh, right? Even though he was Nitzal, this is the Vard of this Gemara, he did in fact experience the Onesh. Ho Ba Olav V'Nisayon Al Yisvash HaBekach Lo B'chinam Hevi'o L'Deikach Maisa Haya Be'achah B'Nachachamim. But again, the Gemara is very much, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufafav, is very much a bit of a support to this, even if it's Baliyado. So what was it? A Papa couldn't imagine what Onesh, why he deserved such an Onesh that literally could have happened to him of the form of Skila. So apparently he was asking others as well to help him out, and somebody came and suggested what it was. So comes Amalechia Barav, Midifti, Lira Papa. He says, maybe it was the following, because you didn't do Chil Shabbos and you didn't do Avodah Zarah, but maybe the following, Shema Ani Bal Yadcha. Perhaps there was a situation where an Ani approached you, V'lo Parnasasa, and you did not give him Parnasa. Okay, do we know such a possibility? We do. Bladigo, right? Rabbi Masha points that and others as well. We had a story of Bladigo, where a papa we know was a Gabet Staka. And the story was that someone came, Hava Anya Dem Chazal Psachim, the Asyu Kamidra Papa, Lo Mizdakikle. And then they said to him, if you don't, then what? He's going to die, whatever. So it could be that's the story in this Gemara. Either that, or it could have been some other story about Papa was a Gabay Staka. So either it was the story of Daftes or some nicer, because since this Yodui was about Gabay Staka, so that's why they suggested maybe there was some case that you didn't give an Anit Staka. So why would that be akin to a Veira of Skira, as he explains? Sanya, the Brisa says, Abshua ben Kocha Omer, Kol ha-malim einav min ha-tzedakah. Somebody turns away from doing tzedakah, an ani approaches and you don't comply to give tzedakah to the ani, ki'ilu ovad avodas kechavim. It is the equivalent, it's a onesh is equated to avodah zarah. How do we get that idea? Ksiv hacha, the language of the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, in Parshas Tzedakah, is hishama lecha pen yeh davar im levavcha v'liyal. Be careful lest you not be this terrible thought, but the Lashna Pasuk, Levavcha B'riyal, B'riyal is a word which means, obviously, Resha of some kind, but the association is harsher than that, not just Stam, a bad thought. Uksiv Hasam, this is by Eren Idachas, also Parshas Re'eh, Yartzu Anashim B'nei B'riyal, that they came out of that city and they seduced the city to Avodah Zarah. That's the case of Avodah Zarah. Ma'alahan Avizkachavim, Avkan Avizkachavim. So the idea is that within stuck, a person is thinking, I don't want to give the stuck, I don't want to give the loan to the poor person. That's an inyan that's parallel to Avodah Zarah. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, where he has the inyanim of stuck, the chashivas of stuck, quoted by the Rambam. What's the Lashon HaRambam here, Perek Yud? Halacha Gimel. Kol ha-malim einav min ha-tzedakah ha-reza nikra b'liyal. He's called b'liyal, k'ma she-nikra over the bazaar. Rambam puts it that it's like the Torah uses a label. There's a certain harshness to this word, b'liyal. And it's used on a person who's malim ha-tzedakah, but zor k'siv, hu omer yotzen ha-shmei b'liyal, malim ha-tzedakah, hu omer shem b'liyal, b'liyal. The nikra rasha, and goes on, then he's called this, and he's called that, nikra chote. But the Rambam quotes this Gemara. What's the idea? What's the message? What's the rayon that lies behind this Gemara? Why is someone who's a malum in a tzedakah, in a tzedakah, equated to Avodah Zarah? The inyan of Belial says from the Torah Chaim, in the Kovetz, they quote the Torah Chaim, that Belial is Milashim Belial, without yoke. We know that to be committed to Emunas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in a sense, of O Malchus Shemayim. That you accept the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the sole authority, the sovereign in the world, and you are not the one, the balabas, you're not the one that makes the mover and the shaker of things, but you know it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person giving staka recognizes that it's not me, right? It's Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me, as we discussed the other day, gave me the wealth, gave me the resources, and it's not for me, it's therefore I have to do what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants with it. Says the Torah Chaim, the Stokas kabos o malchus shemayim. Anytime a person is mafish from his assets, so it's in order for a person because he knows that Lashem ha'aretzim loa. What is mine is not mine. It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all malchus shemayim. If someone thinks otherwise, then the machshav is kochi ve'otzim yadi. That's like a kfir and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like obed avodah zarah. He's a porek ol. That's the lashon b'liyal. I guess if you wanted to use that, but it's our muscle, you could say, like people like to say, a person worships money, right? So you're worshiping something else. You're deifying the money. You're putting that as an absolute. But it's our means that there is no absolute, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only absolute in life. And when a person puts their stock and puts their faith in other things, that's a me'ein avodah zarah. So to think that I'm going to be stingy and hold back on my money, that is ki'ilu avodah zarah. That's the message in this Gemara. There's a very beautiful remez that, again, I mentioned yesterday, a remez from the Gra. This is another beautiful remez of the Gra. In the Lashon HaPasuk, the trap on the words Pasoach Tiftach, right? It says in the Pasuk, this is Pasoach tiftach es yad chalo. Right? This is a tes vav ches. Right? Losamitz es revavcha and so on. Losikbas es yadach mechikifasoach tiftach. What's the trap I just read? Darga sevir. Now take the words darga tevir. What do they mean in Aramaic? What's a darga? That's a step. Nachas bedarga. Tevir is melashin shavira. Broken step. Broken step. That's a remez to the story that we just read. The story knows that Papa didn't give tzedaka. That was apparently what he was told. There was maybe such a situation. And the remez being that something that ain't skila, darga tevir, a broken step. Mamish the Kol Elio in the Malachi from the Gra, that's a very interesting remez. Yeah, it's brought in by the Dubna Magid in Pashas Beshalach, in Ol Yaakov. Yeah, maybe that's how Rav Papa also, or one of the Chia by Rav Midifti, thought to connect it because of the Tra being darga tevir. I think in another place I saw from the Gra also that he points out there's a gematch, there's another trub, Kadma V'Azla here, right? That is, where is that? I don't see it. I don't know. V'Chaev Yon, I don't know. There was another trub. Okay, either way, Kadma V'Azla means to give. To give kadam ba'azal here tiftach yeah but tiftach es yadcha l'chicha niyachat tiftach es yadcha is kadam ba'azal to give but this is the remez darka tevir. Once we're mentioning the Muslim of the Gra, and as we just Agav mentioned, this is in the Sefer Gan Rava. Well, he's the same chaver who put out this Kol Elio is the Gan Rava. That's the Chanuch Henoch. He has here in Parshas Re'eh also b'shem Agra. That the pasuk says, we had the Gemara earlier. Gadol ha'maase yosef min ha'ose. Greater is the one who causes others to give, bigger schus than the one who's giving himself. So the remez is as follows. Again, from the parsha there in the A, al kein anochi mitzavcha leimor v'soach tiftach es yadcha achicha l'aniyacha. What word is seemingly redundant and doesn't seem superfluous? Right. Al Kain, this is in Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Kiluyachta, Bekevar, Al Kain, Anochi Mitzavcha, Leymor. Al Kain, Anochi Mitzavcha, Pasuch Tiftach. What's the Leymor? Leymor means, it's not just a seer for you to give. Leymor, to say to someone else, Pasuch Tiftach. In other words, the Inyan of Godel Ma'asi Yomisot. It's another cute remez. Perush etomar acherim shegam heim yiftachu yadam litin staka v'leka milsa delor misa batorah. That's a hint to that Indian. Okay, this is a little bit in terms of the Ramazan. Yes, David.
Is the Indian
Kavliyal
the
Kanav Yazma, no? Kavliyal, okay, there also Kanav, but that doesn't fit with the Indian. The Kanav Yazma is to give the staka. This is not exactly right. You have to find the Kanav Yazma on words that talk about giving staka. Yeah, okay, either way, that I didn't find today. So I remember seeing the Kanav Yazma. The guy has canes and other types of things. Not to be going a lot of examples, but Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Vayomer Bi Aduni. Okay, Vayigash Elav, that's the trap. Who knows the trap? Vayigash Elav Yehuda. So, Kadma V'Azla Revi, the fourth son came forward. Yehuda was the fourth son, Kadma V'Azla. Vayomer Bi Aduni Zarka Munach Segol. He was throwing himself to be out of being the state of being misugal, being special, because he put himself on the line with Yaakov that he would give up his chelek, he wouldn't be anochi aravenu. When you see his atzmosav, where you know they needed a special feel of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Marmakis, because he was he wasn't being accepted. So again, that's all grua because of the language itself of the Rabbi Lapyansky Shlita. He is in the process, and it hasn't come out yet. I don't think of putting out a sefer based on Tamei. Tamim of Chumash, maybe Nach also, but some Chumash different ideas that connect to the way that the trap is set up, the words of the trap, and even the way that the trap can be yielding all kinds of Pirushim. But the Gra is famous for these kinds of things. So this is Darga Tevir, the famous Gra on Darga Tevir, the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yud. Okay. Further in the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rav Elazar Rav Yosi. Kol staka v'chesed, she Yisrael osin ba'olam hazeh. All the staka and chesed, meaning milas chesedin, that Klal Yisrael does in this world, shalom gadol u'prakritin gedolin, ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim, creates great sense of peace. Prakritin means advocates, great advocates, malachim, of course, between us, bringing a sense of closeness between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know this? Shenema. And here I know this from the opposite, because of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Ko'amar Hashem al tavo beis mazeach v'al telech lispod, al tanud lehem, ki asafti es shlomi me'es ha-mazeh, es ha-chesed, es ha-rachamim, chesed zimuz chasadim, rachamim zut stok. Let's get a little bit of background on this Inyan in Yirmiyahu. Again, we don't usually know much about Yirmiyahu, so just to backtrack a little bit, this is Tezayin Hey. The context again is Yirmiyahu is in the midst of a people, as we saw yesterday, the earlier pasuk, and that was a pasuk quoted before, that's from Kapitul Chaf, the Anshi Anasos were very bad people. And they gave him a lot of tzaros. And as we saw in the Kapitul Chaf, Yirmiyahu was issuing curses, and Hashem himself tells Yirmiyahu here, beginning of Kapitul Tezayin, that the people here are not going to survive. Therefore, don't marry here, don't have children here in this place, says the pasuk. Osikach chayisha v'yochabanim b'mokum hazeh, ki cholamar Hashem al-rabanim v'al-rabanos ha-yilodim b'mokum hazeh, v'al-imosam ha-yodos osam. No one's going to survive in this land. Mimosi tachaluim yamusu, v'lo yisaftu, v'lo yikaveiru, l'domar p'nei adama yiyu, v'acher v'rav yiyu. Terrible. If Hashem's nevuah to Yirmiyahu, these people in this city, in this area, there's no hope for him. The Radak is an arichas here. Don't you know that if someone's a tzaddik, then they can be spared, even though others are being destroyed? So he goes to a long Radak here. It's worth looking at. And he explains the pasuk beis in Perek Tezayin that that's unique situations where the tzaddik could be spared, but generally speaking, a tzaddik could be, you have to have a core of tzaddikim, a few tzaddikim, you can't just have one, and so on. And in this case, it wouldn't have worked because everyone was slated to be destroyed, even though he says at the end you find some people from Manassas did do tshuva, he points out. But as of now, this was their fate, that they would all be decimated. And therefore, ki chol amar Hashem, this is the pasuk we have by us, ki chol amar Hashem, al tavo beis marzeach. Strange word, mazeach. So Chazal say it means a house of an oven. In another pasuk like this, beis mazeach. The Radak brings that it could mean sounding, and it could be sounding of joy or sounding of avelus. So it really has a different shoresh. But in this case, it means a sound of avelus. Beis mazeach. Don't go there. Valteach lispod. Don't go there to eulogize. Val tanod lehem. Tanod is to move yourself to go there. Ki asafti. Here's the pasuk. The end of the pasuk has more quoted. Because ki asafti es shlomi me'es amazenu Hashem, I've gathered in my shalom from these people as a chesed ve'es a rachamim. And that means to say, and I read it from Rashi here, maybe they quote it in the Bam Yogamar, the Rashi on the pasuk, kishahaya avram aviyem osit tzedaka mishpat, nasati lezaro chesed v'rachamim, v'shamay shemakech asibis v'es a chesed, nasal charachamim, heim hafcho lana mishpat tzedaka la'aretz, hinichu afanit chazarti v'asafti elai, so they're doing chesed rachamim, that brings shalom. But they've not done it, and therefore I have not given them shalom, and I've taken away the shalom. So this is the idea. And therefore, again, if you look at the psukim that continue, the harshness of it, you see why you can learn this on Tisha B'av, these psukim, right? It says the harsh nevuah of Yirmiyahu, not just Eicha, you can read on Tisha B'av, because, again, you skip over those nevuahs of Nechama. These are psukim of terrible tzara. V'lo yifrisu lehem al eva l'nachamo, kichom ma'ashem tzvokos okei Yisrael, hini mashbis min ha-mokom hazeh le'einechem u'vimechem kol sasem v'kol simcha. The opposite. Another place it says that Hashem will od yishama. Here it says, "Ni mashbis min amakom kosas and kosimcha kochas kolkala," and then when you tell all this to them, they'll say, "What have we done?" Ma'avoneinu, and you'll tell them because of all the things you've done. Asher azu avaseichem osi va'atem hariosim rasos. Tezayin Yirmiyahu, very harsh perek. Okay, this is the pasuk that's quoted here. So what do you see? Meanwhile, we take the inference. The inference is that if we do tzedakah and chesed, then what results from that? Results from that is shalom. And that's the point. Shalom Prakrit and Tobin. Without chesed, without gemilas chesed ben tzedakah, there's nothing to advocate for us. No advocates, then all terrible things can happen. So we need to look always for tzchuyos, and this is what tzedakah can do for us. Tanya, says the Gemara further, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gedolet tzedakah shemekareves es ha-geula. Tzedakah is so great that it brings geula closer. Shenemar, where do we see this? Pasuk in Yeshayo. This is the Haftar of a Tanya Sibur. We probably should recognize it. Ko amar Hashem, Shimu Mishpat, Basu Tzedakah. Ki kerova Yeshua si lavo, v'tzid kasi li galos. Right? My Yeshua is close to coming and to be revealed. Now the Pasuk says Mishpat and Tzedakah. And what does the Gemara say? Gedolet Tzedakah. So how do we know it's Tzedakah alone? Maybe it's only together with Mishpat. Shimu Mishpat. Could be that he darshins it as if it would be or. Shimu Mishpat or Asu Tzedakah. Maybe that's what it means. One or the other. Either one is enough. I don't know. Maybe another pshad you can think of. What the drush is at Yitzit Tzedakah. We also see this in Haggadah Shel Pesach. And maybe we spoke it out. Right? At the beginning of the Seder, we have a paragraph, Halach Ma'anya. And in Halach Ma'anya, we express a desire to do Tzedakah. Right, kol ditzvich, kol dechvin, kol ditzvich, and right after we say that, what's the next thing we say? Hashat ha'acha l'shana ba. Right, we talk about the geula. This is this gemara that through the schus of tzedakah, the geula is krova lavo. This is what we see in this gemara. Hu haya omer, Rav Yehuda said further the following. All again, the great mile of tzedakah. Sara dvarim kashim nivru va'olam. There were 10 things created in the world that have a certain resilience to them. And yet, there's always something that can overwhelm that great, strong thing. These are 10 forces, but they can become vulnerable to other forces. So he goes through the list. Har, kosh, mountain, is obviously something which is very harsh, hard. It has a certain sense of strength to it. But we know, bars o mechatcho. If you have a metal, you can use metal, and you can cut pieces out of the mountain. You can chisel out the mountain with a barza. Barzel is kasha, or this is means of or means like a fire, right? Doesn't say not or as they change it even, I think the Bach changes to H, but the idea is the same. Or mifapo, if you have barzel and you apply fire, and fire will melt the metal. Or is kasha, fire is very hard. Mayim mechabin oso, water can extinguish fire. Mayim is kashim. Mayim has a certain strength in its own way, but avim sovimosan. The clouds can take that and contain the mayim. So they put a certain control over mayim. So something else that controls that thing. Avim kashim, but ruach mefazrasan. A wind can blow the clouds away and mefazir the clouds. So they have to submit to that koach. Ruach kasha. Wind has a certain power, but guf sovlo. The body can contain ruach, can contain within the body. Guf, kasha, there's a certain strength to the guf. Pachad shovro, if a person feels anxious, anxiety, so then the guf is affected by that, right? I guess everything is connected. The emotions and the feelings and fears can affect a person's physical state. Pachad kasha, yayin mefigo, person feels worried. That's a koach, the fact that a person has emotions of fear and terror, anxiety. But what happens, you take some alcohol and you feel less worried, right? That's what they say, you feel less inhibited, you don't feel as worried. Yayin kasha, yayin has a certain koach. Shena mefachasso, what happens, you have wine and then you go take a nap and it releases the power of the wine. How many is that? Umisa kasha mikula. Misa is beyond that. And we're going to get to the point of what we're getting to. It's Daka Matzelis Ben HaMisa. If you count it, you get 11, right? Not 10. So you have to say that Shena and Misa are connected. That's what the Masha says, because Shena is considered to be a 60th of Misa. So that's what you get considered to be 10, as if you can merge the last two together. Staka, so what's the point of all this? Everything submits to something else, but there's something that has a power over Misa. And that is Sadaka, Staka Matzelis Ben HaMisa, Dechse with Staka, Tatzel Mimavis, a pasuk in Mishle. What does Rashi say in any of this? Mefapo means merachot, is melt it. Haguf sovlo, kol haguf mali ruach. That's space within the guf. There's gets the ear, whatever it is, that's considered ruach. So that's the message of Tzedakah Tatzimav as being the highest of the list in the hierarchy. Darash Rabbi Dostoy Rav Yanai. We'll see more about the Tzedakah Tatzimav soon in the Gemara. But Dostoy Rav Yanai darshan the following. Bo'ur A, Shelo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basav Adam. That means to say that what we think about by Basav Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a whole different level. It's a melitza to say it this way. Really, it's it ke'ilu would write it. You have this idea in a lot of places in the Gemara. Shelo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is something which is beyond the way people act. So it ke'ilu would have written in language, Bo'ur A, Shelo k'midas Basav Adam, but you don't want to speak in that way to put a Kaddish Baruch Hu second. So it's like speaking in, you know, a Derech Melitza. So we say, look, it's Kaddish Baruch Hu. What's trying to say is, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like people. So, okay, that's just, it can throw you off, but that's what it's trying to say. How so? Midas Basav Adam, Adam may be Doron Gadol Melech. A person brings a gift to a officer, to a king. Safik mekablino so heimenu. Safik mekablino so. Who knows if he'll be received and the gift will be received? The imtim salam mekablino so mena. So he has this. He wants to be able to have access to the king because he has a gift to bring to the king. So maybe they'll take it at whatever gates he gets to. Maybe they won't. And if they'll take it, so they'll take it, but they won't give him access. Safik ropni amelch. Safik ein ropni amelch. Kadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. Kadosh Baruch Hu is so different. Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu is different in what sense? Adam zoch, Adam knows him pruta la'ani. Person gives a small amount to an ani, and that's like a doron, so to speak, zoche u'mekapnei shechina. With that, they merit to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, to have a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the pasuk he brings, shenemar, ani betzedek echzeh panecha, this is in Tehillim. Betzedek echzeh panecha, with tzedakah, meaning I have the experience of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, esba b'haketz timunasecha. Again, with this tzedakah, I have the experience of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That part of the pasuk we're soon going to explain. But meanwhile, the first part of the pasuk is what is brought out, that a person gives tzedakah and it creates a connection to them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara brings a hanhaga tova that we find Rabbi Elazar did. Rabbi Elazar yoyev pruta la'ani. He would first give tzedakah to a poor person, and then he would daven. Amar, he said, "Ksiv." It's written in the pasuk, "Ani b'tzedek echzeh panecha." So this inyan is actually brought in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. What does Rashi say? Just to point out, "Ani b'tzedek b'tchila," first tzedakah, "v'achar kach echzeh panecha," meaning tefillah. This is a different spin on the pasuk. In other words, the Echzer Panecha, which is Tefillah, should be preceded by an act of Tzedakah. So this is brought in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, but there's something interesting to note. Where is it brought in the Rambam? Where is it brought in Shulchan Aruch? It's not a Chiyuv, for sure not. It's a Hanhaga Tova, Tov. You'll see the way the Lashon is expressed. But where would you want to put this Halacha, this Hanhaga Tova of giving it Tzedakah before you daven? Where would you expect it? Where would you want to codify it? In Hilchos Tefillah or in Hilchos Tzedakah? So you would say Hilchos Tefillah. In Shulchan Aruch, that's where you find it. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Tzadi Beis, the very last Sif Yud, the Lashon is, Tov Litin Staka Kodim Tefillah. Tov Litin Staka Kodim Tefillah. Again, not a Chiyuv, it's a nice thing. The Mokar being our Gemara. Lashon Tetz Mishnah Bura, based on the Sikelem, Dersiv Ani B'Tzedek Erzeh Panecha. He mentions as well, just that this is a damn interesting thing. The Eza Kehilos Kedoshos. Where do we find a way that we can fulfill this? So you have people going around with a pushka, right? In davening. When do they go around though? Sometimes they go by, when I was a kid, they go through a shaft, but that's already after Yishman Esrei. So other times they go around, or you can go to yourself to the pushka. The Eza Kehilos Niskan Amiritim Stakak Shemagia La Pasuk. You see in the Siddur? The Osher v'akavod mefanach v'tam Osher v'akol. That is the pasuk in Vayibarach David that we have. In fact, I think if Yaakov Kamnetsky pointed out, the reason why people think that you stand up Vayibarach David, which really doesn't seem to have a real makor, shtabach maybe, but why Vayibarach David? Because people would stand up to give to give stucca if Oshav come for nachas, so they would stand. So that became now a thing to stand by Yerach David. I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky pointed that out. Either way, he goes on. The Yesh Mekomos Shenorgim with Kabit Stucca Be'ez Kriyas HaTorah. But who should go kohogan, says Mr. Bura. The Mevatkan ideas them, the Ushmo Kriyas HaTorah, and Yis Baruch. I would say this, some of the same critique you can say if you do it during Chazaras HaShas. You hear the clanging of the coins or whatever it is. It also can take away from the Kavana. But anyway, but the point is, heard before Tefillah. So that's like Baruch David, or people on their own, they'll give it at that point. But this is born in Hilchus Tefillah. Where does the Rambam quote this halacha? Not in Hilchus Tefillah. Where? In Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The Lashon of Rambam. Where was it? What perek was it? Was it earlier? Perek. I gave it to you, no? Perek Yod Halacha. Tes Vav. Yeah. Yeah. After you go through the different hierarchies of Nisina Staka, Gedolei HaChachamim, that's the way the Rambam phrases it, Gedolei HaChachamim, Hayunosnim Pruta L'Ani, Kodem Kol Tefillah, if it's in him, it's Kol Tefillah. No, it's not just once a day, it's every Tefillah. V'Yachach Mispalim, Shenema Ani B'Sang Zepanecha. So why did the Rambam feel, and the Makor is being our Gemara, of course, this line of Gemara, why did the Rambam put in Hilchus Matnas Aniyim, and then Hilchus Tefillah? Gedolei HaChachamim, I think the Rambam understood that this inyan is not—it's not mihoch milchus tefillah. Tefillah is to daven properly, you daven correctly. This is something that allows it, the tefillah to be more niskabel. It's because of the ma'ala of staka. Tefillah is not machayev. It's staka. It's an inyan. Staka is so great that staka gives you the efzer panecha. It's hilchus staka. It's like giving staka. Give staka before you daven. It's not. Davening should be preceded by tzedakah. It's an inyan in tzedakah that could be so mech the tzedakah with tefillah. Tzedek ez panacha. When I'm giving tzedakah, so that there's a nice thing to connect, to bridge tzedakah with tefillah. So you're davening anyway. So then do the tzedakah before you daven, but it's more tzedakah tzedakah. And it's from the ma'ala of tzedakah, the fact that the tefillah will be more niskabel, that's not, hilchus tefillah is not machayev that, or not even dictating that. That's an inyan of tzedakah. Apparently, that's the deal that I think you can make. Why the Ram didn't feel it's halacha, it's tefillah, it's halacha, it's stuck. Meanwhile, the pasuk concludes with the words "Espa b'hakis t'munasecha." What does that mean? The Gemara brings a drasha on that. My espa b'hakis t'munasecha, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Elu tamidi chachamim. This is a reference to tamid chacham shemenadidim sheina be'eneim ba'umazeh. The Kodesh Baruch Hu maspion miziv hashchina lom haba. Tamid Chachamim are sleeping less, they have sleepless nights, they take off time from sleeping in order to be Osek B'Torah, the Ikar Talmud Torah spread is a nice special schus of learning at night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a result, gives them a sense of satiation of Ziv HaShechina. So Espa, why did I have the feeling of being satiated with Tmunasecha, the Inyan of the Ziv HaShechina? Tmunasecha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, because Bahakis, because of the fact that they are keeping themselves up at night. Rashi says, "B'tzchar hakitsa espa t'munasecha." The Meiri tries to say a nice idea here in terms of this inyan. So we'll read the Lashon of Meiri. Just on the inyan of giving stuck before tefillah, he says the following: Umigdoli chachamim, like the Rosh Hashanah, hayinostim pruta loani kodem tefillah, vakachay mispalim, atchde mitzvah stucka praklit. They know benavish b'shemayim. The stucka will be like an extra doron. It's like a doron. He's sending a Kodesh Baruch Hu this gift, so to speak. That's the okay. Then on this inyan of the tamid chachamim at night, the Meiri says. By his buyer, I explained in other places. The Harav Mekomos she'ain rina shel Torah, ela balayla, ve'isha nichbedes, lizbodei lehasik advarim hakivoyim v'amukim. There's an inyan of learning at night, especially in yonim, which are very, very lofty. Ve'hu hamashel b'riyas hatemuna, ve'hu amram Esra Bakit Munasacha Darshilo Itmechachamim Shemad Menadidim Shena Meinayam Bakarish Baruchu Nazbiyam Zivashchina Kiloma Besibas Hayikitsa Zachino Isbo Lahabit Betunasa Yisbarach Bula Mashal Amita Sainin Altavis Mashevshib. Continues the Gemara Amar Rav Yochanan Maidich Siv Mal Vashem Chonin Dal. Person who's Chonin Dal is as if he'd be loaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem becomes indebted to this person. He's a Malvata Hashem. Omole Mikra Kasuv, Yefshua Omro. Rav Yochanan has a certain Melitza, other places too. This is also Rav Yochanan says, and I believe Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, the famous Rasha of Slichas. How do we know the Mokra for Slichas is Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikra, right? So Rav Yochanan Darshan says the same words. Omole Mikra Kasuv. The way the pasuk is written, we couldn't use such expressions, but the Torah says it. So now, this is what it's saying: HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ki'ilu shliach tzibur, and he's telling Moshe, "This is what you should do, and repeat after me." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe had a nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kiviyachol, took on an image of a shliach tzibur in the nevuah, and Bayava Hashem ponav say after me, Hashem Hashem. That's what Yochanan's imoli mikra kasuv over there, Rosh Hashanah Yitzayim. This is another imoli mikra kasuv. The pasuk says, "Mal v'Hashem chonin dal." If you're chonin dal, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you become a malve over Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That means that he's indebted to you; he owes you now. In what sense? Which is obviously, at first glance, very sacrilegious to speak in those terms. But the pasuk is saying that. So, "Omoy mikra kasev yefshu la'omro kiviyachol," as if you were now. What are the implications? Eved lova lish malve. It's another pasuk in Mishlei that a lova is by definition subservient to the Malve. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes you something, right? You give Chonin Dal, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes it to you. Rashi explains, HaChonin Dal Em Nasa Malve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ksiv Eved Lovel Ish Malve. Which of course means also that Hashem will repay you. In other words, what you won't lose out, because Hashem is Ki'ilu like the Arab, you might say. It's as if you learned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's also in Pirkei Avos like that, right? Didn't we have it last Perek in Shabbos? Didn't we have this in Hello, Ben Mishal, no, who remembers? Pirkei Avos? Who said Pirkei Avos last Shabbos? Pek Sheni? Lovin Men Amokim, Lovin Men, no? Siddur? No? Okay. We had something like this in Pirkei Avos. You remember what it said? Yeah. Lovin Men Mishalim. That's the opposite, that's right. Lovin Men Mishalim. But he compares it. Oh, Shkach. The five Talmidim Yochim ben Zakkai, each one had their motto. What's the Derech Tova? What's the Derech Ra? To avoid. So Rav Shimon was the one who said that Haroes Anola, that's the Derech Tova. And what's the Derech Ra? To avoid. So Shimon says, Halover ve'enu mishalim. Echad halover min ha'adam, kalover min ha'makom. It's not exactly what we have here, but it's something similar. Shinam ov rosh b'l'sham tzadik chonim v'nosim. Okay, so this is Rav Yochanan's comment of Amalei Mikra Kasuv. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan Rami. This Rami is a bit hard to know what it means. It's really a stira Rami. That's what you have in parentheses here. The two psukim that I mentioned, and then we're going to correspond, make the two psukim correspond to two types of schusim of tzedakah. But the Rami is not so clear. There's a mashah here. Others try to figure out what the stira is exactly. But either way, we'll read it maybe without the parentheses. Ksiv, lo yohon biyom evra utzdaka tatzel mimavis. One pasuk says that money will not help in a time of wrath. Utzdaka tatzel mimavis. That's one inyan of utzdaka being matzil mimavis. Uksiv, lo yohilu otzros resha. Storehouses of resha, meaning gained through thievery, you could say, are not going to help you. Utzdaka tatzel mimavis. So meanwhile, there's two psukim that say this echo, they say the same thing. If it's a stira, then you have to know what the stira is, Rami. But either way, there's two psukim that talk about staka tatsu mimavis. Interesting is the Russian otsros, right? In otsros rasha, as opposed to staka. Staka is also a form of an otsar. We're going to see that tomorrow, Yetz Hashem, toward the end of the sugis of staka, the Indian of why staka is considered an otsar. It gives you it's like a treasure chest. It gives you something that you're going to hold on to for you know, for later, for the future, for the Olam Haba. It's like it's idea that what you're putting out in Tzedakah is an investment, an otzer. Either way, the two psukim that both speak about Tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Shtei Tzedakos halohu lama. What are the two references to Tzedakah saving mimavis? What are they about? Achas shematzilasa mimisa mishuna. One is to spare a person from Nebuch a untimely, tortuous type of death, which is obviously a very terrible thing, and that's what tzedakah can help a person, spare a person that. The achas shematzilasa midina shel gehenna. And one which will spare the person the ravages of the onesh of gehenna. Which pasuk lines up to which? The ezel hi shematzilasa midina shel gehenna. The pasuk that mentions Evra, that's the pasuk of Lo Yohon B'Yom Evra. Evra is a reference to Gehenim, Dechsib Yom Evra Yom Ahu. So that's the tzedakah of Matzil Meginish Gehenim. Be'ezel Yishamat Tzilasim Mitzah Mishuna. What is the tzedakah that saves a person Mitzah Mishuna? The following Madrega of tzedakah, and he will get to Nyanim of Madregas of tzedakah. Nosna, Be'en Yudea L'mi Nosna. That person gives tzedakah and he doesn't know who he's giving it to. He doesn't know the recipient. And the one receiving it doesn't know who it came from. And by mentioning both points, because there are cases we can have one without the other, which is also madrega, but not the same, as follows. Nosna ve'indela mi nosna, to give it and not know to who you're giving it to. Lafuke mid marukva. Marukva was someone who knew he was giving it to, but the recipient didn't know who gave it to him. Rashi will quote the Gemara in a second. Notra ve'indem minotra. The ani doesn't know who he's taking it from. Lafuki mid Rav Abba. What's Rav Abba? Rav Abba, he threw, Rashi's going to say, he threw behind him. So what's the idea here? He knew. In Rav Marukva's case, he knew who he was giving to, but the person didn't know who gave it to him. In Rav Abba's case, the ani knew who he was getting it from, but Rav Abba didn't know who he was giving it to. And here you have the maila of both, and that's the tzedakah that's matzil from what? From Dina Shel Gehenna. Or Mimis Mishuna, rather, the higher one. Mimis Mishuna, right? Let's look at Rashi. The Ezer Tzadkim Atzelos Midin Shul Gehenim. Kolom Ezer Min Mekros Halalu. Which of these two Pesukim Medar Midin Shul Gehenim? Ose Shekasibo Yohom Biyom Evra. Nosna Be'en Dia L'mi Nosna. So what would that mean? The Messiah in B'Sefer will see soon. It Nenem Bekis Shul Gabay Tzadkim. So then, of course, you don't know who's getting the tzedakah, and the person getting tzedakah doesn't know who gave that money. Now, the Rav Ukva and Rav Abba are found in Maseches Ksuvos. Rav Ukva, Havishadi La'anya Dishvavusei, Ko Yom Arba Zuzi B'tzinu D'dasha. He used to throw money into an ani in his neighborhood every day, this mount, Arba Zuzi, through the door, crack in the door. So, Harei, Sha'ani, and Yudea, Minotra. He doesn't know who he's getting it from. V'hu Yudea, Minosra. Rav Abba, Habitzayr Besudre, you tie the money in with a sudar, Beshadi Achore, throw it behind it, Umamfi Navshe, Lubeni Ani, and would kind of find its way between Ani and Bani, Rani Notra, the Adem Minotra, who threw it, the Adel Minosna. That Gemara, that by the way, that Gemara is like amazing Gemara about Ukva. You know, that's the story when they ended up, the Ani wanted to find out who it was, so he started chasing after, and this time he went with his wife, Bar Ukva. So what happened? You know the story in the Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. Story was, Marukva have an yitz is samach zayin on the base in Ksuvis. There was a poor person in his neighborhood. Abi Ragel koyomu deshadu le abazuzi b'tzinu d'dasha. Yom echad Omar. This is the continuation of the story. He did this every day. So that's what we need to know for our Gemara. One day, Ezel echzei man ka'ovid. And he said, "Let me see who's been giving me this money every day. Who's this?" Anonymous benefactor of mine. So he wanted to spy it out. So what happened? So Maisa, his wife was with him that day. And he saw that there was money being slipped in, so he ran after them to see who are these people. So they did not want to be caught and found out, discovered. So they ended up running into an oven that was, you know, it was still hot from ashes inside. It still had some, you know, heat in it. It wasn't like the fire was there, but obviously they were doing something which was a little bit, risky. Having Mikali and Karidi Marukfa, his knees were getting burnt. So his wife said, put your knees on top of mine, because she was not affected. Chalash Daiti said, what, your madrega is higher than mine? Amr le anash chichna begavei the base, I'm in the house. Makaravna hanayasi. When I give to the aniyim, I'm giving them things which the hana is kosher, because I'm giving them the food. You give them money, then they have to convert the money to get food to eat. They're coming to me, I'm giving them the food directly. So that was a higher schus. Therefore, her schus was that she didn't even feel anything in the oven. That's the Gemara. Hanaasi mizumenes chani mechalekes lechem ubaso melech habatanosim maus lani abeim torchen bekonim suuda. And the Gemara says, why do they have to run into this oven? My kuli hai. The Gemara says, noch lo adam shiim sa'at mechalekiv shon ha'esh al yapni chaveo v'rabin. This is the story of Tamar, right? That she was be willing to be burnt and not embarrass Yehuda. This is what they felt also. They didn't want to embarrass the ani. Then comes the other story of Rav Abba, a little further on. Rav Abba habi tzai suda besudrei, v'shadalei l'achor, matzin afli be'anye, v'matzli eini mira. Okay. Tosa says, v'ezo shematzeles midina misa mishuna, nos medel minosna. That is, apparently, which is a higher tzedakah? That's matzil from what? Misa mishuna. That's strange. You would think that which is a greater onesh? Gehenna. So why wouldn't the Maila, the great tzedakah that you're giving anonymously, nobody knows who got it, who gave it, you don't know who you're giving it to, they don't know who gave it. Why is that matzah misa mishuna and not the one that's matzah from Gehenna? The Yimtoma Adarav is those she mitzvah rabba hayolah lahad from Medina shel Gehenna. Shehu Rabbi Yoser knows the onish Gehenna is far worse. But Omri, no, to rov dvarim ein omdim adam ba'om hazeh el acha misa. Ba'om hazeh, most of the things are schus for after this world. But ba'om hazeh, ein omdim adam el mitzvos gedolos. In this world, you need mitzvos on a very special quality. So in this world, to be spared that particular onesh, in this world, you need a greater schus, and that's the schus of staka that's given anonymously. Meanwhile, it says staka tatsum imavis. And what mavis are we saying? Misa mishuna. There is a famous Gemara. This, of course, you all heard. The famous story of Yakiva, right? To illustrate this idea of staka tatsum imavis. Where's this Gemara? Anyone know? Of Yakiva's daughter at the wedding, right? You know the story? So this is at the very end of Masechta Shabbos. Kemat the end of the Masechta. This is on Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis. The last Daf is Kuf Nun Zayin in Masechta Shabbos. Kuf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Rabbi Akiva Havali Brata. He had a daughter. The astrologers told him that the day of her wedding, she's going to be bitten by a snake and be killed and die. So he was very worried, even though, you know, you don't go and consult with astrologers. That's an Aveira, Tamantia. But that's Ramban brings a reference to Gemara. If you hear, then you can try to take precautions. He happened to know. So he's trying, he was worried about this. The story was that she put a piece of what she was with her headpiece, whatever it was, through a particular point in the wall, and it ended up hitting exactly where the snake was, and the next morning she was taking it off the wall, and she saw that the snake was dead and was cut up. So there was obviously a big schus. She was somehow was meant to be in Chas V'Shalom that she would have been bitten by the snake. So the father asked, "Amar La'avua, my Abdis, what exactly happened on that day?" So she, with all that's going on for her chasana, she had the presence of mind to be sensitive to the needs of the ani. She said, "But panya asa anya." Karababa, imagine everyone else was busy with the head, with the makeup, and this and that. The Kala of Akiva's daughter, the ani came. Everyone is busy with Tzorchi Suda for the Chasana. Nobody heard the Yani crying out. Everyone is busy with the tumult of the wedding. You have weddings that people come around sometimes. So, Shakalti Ristinoi Diabisle Yabitanale. So she gave something very special to this Ani. Amala Mitzvah Vata. You did a great mitzvah. Nafak Rabbi Akiva Vidarash. This Rabbi Akiva made a big drush about this. Staka Tatfil Mimavis. But then he says as follows. Velomi Misa Mishunan. Argama, you read Babasa Daf Yod, we read about Staka Tatfil Misa Mishunan. Velomi Misa Mishunan. Ella Mimisa Atma. That mamish kepshuta, draka tatsu mimavis. That's the Gemara here. So we have different levels of staka. Meanwhile, we have this nosna medila minosna. So now we're going to get to more about this, the levels of staka. So the Gemara continues and says, the ele heichalevit. Heichalevit, so what do you do? How do you fulfill this highest level of staka that we say is anonymous on both sides? Give it to a purse of tzedaka, so you're not going to know who's getting it, and they won't know who it's coming from. Mesive asks the Gemara Kasha, Mayasa Adam, the Yilo Banim Sacharim. So it's a certain Gemara that talk about special schus that a person would want to have. Banim Sacharim, unique schus. Everything is a bracha, but banim tzacharim is a special schus. So what can a person do to have that? Rav Elazar omer yifazim osav laniyim, to spread his money out to laniyim, pasuk in Tehillim is mashma that way, pizah nasan levyonim, and it says afterwards about his children. Rav Yeshua omer yisamach ishto ledvar mitzvah, that makes sense in terms of the inyonim of how to impregnating the woman. So if he's mismeach ledvar mitzvah, that's a schus. And then we have Elazar ben Yaakov omer, a person should not give money to an anikis shotzdaka unless the person in charge is on the level of chaneh ben tradyon. Now, the lashon Gemara is mimuna aleha kibach chaneh ben tradyon. When the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, we see the lashon Gemara, Tosis is going to reference it. I'll just mention it now. The lashon here is, keep that in mind. That's the Lashon Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So, what's the Kasha? What's the Gemara's Kasha? So you see that it's not so pimple to give Anish Tzedakah if it's not a person of the level of Hamid and Tradyon, and then it's not to be done, because it's open to problems. Where it says, yeah, I mean that. Ki kar minan de mania la kiron chanei ben tradya. Rashi, litva mitzvah ufnei tashmish. Tosus points out, el ke munog from chanei ben tradya, perish neman kimosa. What do we need? What aspect of chanei ben tradya? As credible, as neman as he was, as honest. Ava tzadik kimosa lo. You can't expect it to be on the same adrega of tzadik. Do gaboyin de mea murayin lo hayin tzadikim kimosa. Now, why mention him? Why Chaim ben Tradyon? Now, he was one of the Asarugi Malchus. The Gemara Avodah Zarah talks about, you know, his situation. But in that Gemara, there's a mention of this particular Madrega that he had with the Ger Tzedaka. So Tosis quotes the Gemara. Shemaisa Shabal Yadda, Dam Perkam Tzalz Avodah Zarah, Mos Purim Nischalfuli, Vemos Shal Tzedaka, Vechalatim Laniyim. Okay, we'll come back and explain in a second. So what do you see? That there was a special schus he had as a gabbai tzedakah, and this is this reference in that Gemara. The point of Tosis is that mimuna is only on the level of nemanus, nothing more, not tzidkus. V'chein beperagam etomnin do amat tfilin tficha guf naki kelisha ben kelisha bal knafayim. So tfilin requires guf naki like Elisha was zahir mitzvah tfilin, and lo tzadik Elisha. You don't mean a tzadik like Elisha. Rather, in this respect, gufnaki sheyedelizar sheloishen behem sheloyafiach behem kamar. In that regard, v'lenaken alisha ela mishem disvachesh beinisa. There was a miracle with him that they're running after him, and he said, "What's in your hands?" He said, "It was a dove," and it turned out to be a dove. And that was the Nais. But meanwhile, it's just mentioning him in one respect. What exactly did Tosfos mean with this inyan of most Purim that he quotes? What exactly was it? So, Al Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, what was this level of Chanan ben Tradyo? So, the Rashi has two pshat and Tosfos has a third pshat. What happened? He said, Omar most yo Purim nischal fuli the most yo tzedaka bechilatim raniyin. Rashi learns either I collected money from the people of the city to divide to that niyim for Sudas Purim. And the halacha is you can't use it for other things. Nischal fuli the most yo tzedaka, but I thought it was regular tzedaka and I gave it to aniyim, not for Sudas Purim. But I gave my own money afterwards for Sudas Purim, so I replenished with my own funds. One pshat. Another pshat is, I had my own money for Sudas Purim, and by accident I thought it was most stuck, and I gave it to Aniyim. So I could have really reimbursed myself from the pushka, from the tzedaka, and I didn't do that. That's the two pshat of Rashi. Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says, Nischav means I made a mistake, I had money most Purim, I thought it was tzedaka, and I remembered it was for Purim, but he had already gotten the aniyim around to collect, to give it out, and didn't want to embarrass them. So at that point, he ended up giving it to them anyway. Meanwhile, what do we see in this Gemara? Different madregos of stuff. We have madrega of nosna. How many madregos would you say we have? Nosna, enyodea, miminosna, and notra, enyodea, miminotra. So that's the highest madrega. That's matzu from Misa Mishuna. Then you could talk about a case where you know who you're giving it to and they don't know who's giving it to you. That's Marukva. Then you can have a case of Ababa where, what?
You don't know who you're giving
it to. They know who's giving it to you, to them. And then you have a case where everybody knows everybody. Right? So it's four levels. So again, I'll read it from the Gan Rav. The Pasuk in the A. Or is it from the other part? The other sefer? Which one is it? No, it's from the Koelio. The Koelio. Okay. Listen to the pasuk. Nason titen lo, v'lo yera levavcha besito lo. Nason is a makor. That means nobody knows anybody. Totally anonymous on both ends. Nason. That means giving. I don't know the ani, he doesn't know me. That's nasa. That's nosa ain't there me lumi. Nosa in makaba ain't there me makaba. Next word. Titain. Titain means nosain ain't there me nosa. I don't know who's getting it. Makaba knows who's giving it to me. That's a gravaba. That's titain. Titain, I don't know who I'm giving it to, but he knows who gave it to him. Not something that's like in the abstract, giving. Titain means as a giver, he knows who gave it. What's the next word? Nason titain, lo. Lo means the nosen yodea lemi nosen. But who doesn't know? The makabo doesn't know. But lo, I know the recipient. And then lo yirav levavcha besitcha lo. Sitcha lo means everyone knows everybody. Have a dalet chiluke hatzdaka kidiisa begemar. Okay. The Rambam. The Rambam is very kedai to read here. He goes through the malus of tzedaka, the different levels in the Iri as well. Shmona Milus Yesh B'Tzedaka. So Rambam expands the list. We have this Gemara, four basic categories, right, in terms of anonymity, how much, who knows who. The Rambam goes through a hierarchy of Tzedaka. In Halach HaZayin, he begins, Shmona Malos Yesh B'Tzedaka Zul Mal Mitzvah. Mal Gedolosh Ela Mala Mimena. So he really starts from a whole different level. Hamaksik B'Dei Yisrael Shemach. Someone is beginning to feel like they're struggling financially. They just need something to give them an investment of capital in order to hold the business together and stay afloat and not totally fall under. It's the highest level of stuck. Ela malimena. Hamachzik b'day Yisrael shemach v'nosim lo matana ohava olosim moshutfis to invest together o mamsi lo melacha, or you give him ability to work k'day l'chazik es yado ad shelo yitzterech l'brios v'lo yisha. It was to prevent the person from having to come on to a handout, so you give them that investment, that boost, before they end up slipping. That's the highest madrega of stuck. Next level. Pachas mizeh lachaches. Now comes our Gemara. See, our Gemara is not the highest. So I would imagine if this madrega of our Gemara is matzim misa mishuna, I would make a kavachomer. Then what certainly should be doing that? That's the level even higher than that. That's the Rambam. It would begin. Pachas mizeh hanosim stuck ulanim v'lo yada l'minasan v'lo yada ha'anim imi lachach. That's level two. Sharizum mitzvah lishma. Why is it a higher level? Rambam explains more. Why? Because it's clearly not for any agenda. Because no one knows anything. So it's not. It's totally lishma. Kigon, he brings example. Lishkas chashem shesu b'migdash. Tzadikim would put money there, and then would come and take. The karov lazeh hanosim l'kupitokum shel stuff. That's our gemara. That's similar to that idea. Total anonymity. Agav mentions v'lo yitein adam tol kubah shel tzedakah elam kein yodeya shamemuna neman v'chacham. Ram adds neman v'chtosis talks about neman v'chacham yodeya linag bar kishur k'chanai ben tradyam. That's our gemara. Halacha tes. So how many levels so far of the eight? Two. Halacha tes. Pachos mizeh, one level lower. Sheyeda hanosin l'mi yitein. He knows who he's giving it to. Kigon, Kidoya Chachamim, Ram uses these expressions. Kidoya Chachamim, Shehochim Beseser, Mashrichen Amos, Bepischei Ha'anim. Marukva. That's level three. Kazer Ro'i Lasos. Yeah, very good. Umayla Tovehi, right? And when would you want to do this? If you can't give to a Kubash of Staka, because what if you don't have people on that level who are trustworthy? They're not acting properly. So then do this. Give it directly to the Ani. They won't know who gave it to. That's three. Kigon again, the Gemara in Ksuvis, Rav Abba. The idea is you want to spare them the shame. That's level number what? That's what? Four. Five. Pachas mizeh. Sheyiten lo ani kodem sheyisha. Don't wait for him to ask. Why is that a madrega? When he asked, they're more embarrassed, right? So then you give them before they ask. Level number six. He asked, but you give him appropriately. Seven, pachos mizeh, shiitulo pachos min aroi, not necessarily what's appropriate, they save upon him yafos. At least with a nice spirit, a nice feeling. Pachos mizeh, shiitulo be'etzev. Those are the eight levels of the Rambam. The interest of Rambam brought even on a higher level than our Gemara, this level of the achzaktaba. Iri references this as well. Havstaka yeshba madregos madregos mehem. Shinizbaru bekan mehem shinizbaru makam acher. And he basically patterns himself after the Rambam. A little bit more. Yeah, and just, you know, you see the way he adds a few words here and there. How far did you guys get? Should we stop here? Did we read any? Did you get any further? Or when we pick up from here tomorrow? How far did you guys, did the fellows get? What? What? Me, I think the Gemara, I'm saying. The next piece of Gemara, you what? No. Okay, so the goal is tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll try to start on time. We'll try to get from, up to here, Amr Bavo, we'll try to finish all the way until the Mishnah, okay?